Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders and my dear brothers and sisters, my loving Sai Ram to all of you. After listening to the learned speakers from the educational wings of the Sri Satya Sai organizations last evening, and this morning's rich experiential account of the speakers from Bhagwan's hospital and the Sri Satya Sai international organizations, we conclude the series of talks this evening with three speakers from the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. The underlying theme of all these talks is very clear. Bhagwan is continuously guiding all of us and is divinely directing each and every event for the upliftment of mankind. The first speaker for this evening is Sri Hemant Patel from Gujarat. Mr. Patel is the Managing Director of the Protective Paints Private Limited in Vadodara. He completed his Balvikas Group 3 phase almost 3 decades back, and then actively participated as a Sevadal in Vadodara Sai Samiti and served as a district past Balvikas coordinator and member of technology group. Since December 2009, Mr. Hemant Patel has been serving in the capacity of the district president of Vadodara. The next speaker is Ms. Divya Tyagi from New Delhi. Ms. Tyagi did her BA honors in mathematical statistics from Lady Sri Ram College, Delhi University, and her post-graduation in statistics from Delhi University. She then completed her BEd, followed by her diploma in computers from NIIT. She is currently a mathematics teacher in a school from New Delhi. She is a Balvikas alumni and has completed 9 years of pre-Sevadal course in education in human values. Currently, she is a Balvikas guru, an active study circle member, resource person in Guru's training camp, and an active author writing articles for Balvikas alumni magazines and parenting handbooks. She is currently appointed as a deputy state coordinator. The last speaker for this evening's program is Sri Sundar Anantraman from Karnataka. Professionally, Mr. Sundar is managing a firm of his own in the area of recruitments and soft skills trainings, which he started with Bhagwan's blessings in the year 1995. Prior to this, he served in the industry as a marketing professional in the consumer durable industry in Bangalore for a span of 14 years. He has conducted workshops on soft skills and personality development in colleges and educational institutions as well as corporates in India. He is a visiting faculty at the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, Bangalore, for General Management and Communication Skills Program. He has also conducted youth programs on human values in various colleges in the state of Karnataka. Mr. Sundar is an active member of the Brindavan Bhajan Group, Bangalore. He also had an opportunity to give a guest lecture to the MBA students at our university in Prashanthi Nilayam in July 2010. Above all, he is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and is presently serving as the district president of Bangalore West District of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Bangalore. This series of talk will be followed by a video presentation on Bhagwan. I now take the opportunity to invite the first speaker of this evening's program, Mr. Hemant Patel, Sai Ram.
My most humble, sincere and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, revered elders, my Sai brothers and sisters, my loving Sairam to all. I consider myself as a chosen one by Bhagwan himself to be able to share my views in this August gathering. As we all have experienced, nothing ever happens in Prasanthi Lilium, or for this matter in this entire universe, without his divine will. My being able to stand here, speak itself, is expression of his divine will. This place where we all have gathered today is totally immersed in spirituality, as this is abode of Bhagwan. And it is here, from here, Bhagwan has given a number of discourses. Today, as I stand before you, I am very sure that the words that come out shall be provided by Bhagwan. As all of us are aware, our organization has three wings: spiritual, education, and service. As such, our organization is spread in all over world, approximately 185 countries. In India, we have 2,647 samitis in 23 states, and almost 5,92,106 members. The Sai organization is service organization with a spiritual base. Swami's spiritual revolution is broadly based on fundamental three principles: be work, worship, and wisdom. All three are interrelated. Basically, we have to understand the difference between religion and spirituality. Professor Anil Kumar, in one of his speeches, very nicely chalked out the difference between these two. I quote, "Religion is banner, spirituality is a manner. Banners can be different, but the essential principle, the basic values of all religions are same, and that essence in spirituality. Spirituality is cosmic, global, and universal." I unquote. One small example: fasting on Monday to please Lord Shiva, for to fulfill our desire, is religion. But the day you fast, the food which you are not consuming, if it is given to hungry person with love, is spirituality. Spirituality caters to the individual need. The power of spirituality is immense. This is for self-transformation. This can be done through individual actions such as japa, meditation, and bhajans, study circle, service activities, etc. These few steps from the 9-point code of conduct given us by Bhagwan for self-transformation. If you want to bring a change in society, it is mandatory for us to be changed. Therefore, it is important for all of us to follow 9-point code of conduct strictly in our lives. At the individual level, we have to follow our own personal sadhana. As per 9-point code of conduct, we must recite the name of Lord at all times possible, and also regularly recite Sai Gayatri or Sai Namavali. Meditation is also part of personal sadhana. The most easiest and prime step on the path of spirituality is bhajan. When we all sing together in unison, the sacred vibrations are produced and divine energy is produced and released and absorbed. Singing and hearing bhajans, understanding its meaning and dedicating at the divine feet as an offering, with constant contemplation of the Lord, gives us happiness and peace of mind. At the national workshop of bhajans, which was held in Vrindavan, Bangalore, on 22nd and 23rd June 2013, Swami once again established his omnipresence. We can all hear about this miracle on Radio Sai. At the individual level, we must have family bhajans at our home every week and participate in samiti bhajans. The next activity in this path is study circle. This has to be done by regular reading of spiritual books. And for all of us Sai devotees, Sai literature is itself like taking in Amrutam, which purifies our thoughts. Swami says that study of sacred books are meant to develop self-control and peace. But many times while reading such articles on books, lot of questions and doubts do crop up in our minds. So to clear doubts, we need to discuss with others who also read such literature. The exchange of one's view over such topics will surely clear one doubt. Finally, what is read has to be put into practice, and it should reflect in actions, our actions and behavior. Swami says, unless we do so, the study circle will remain a half circle. Another step in the path of spirituality is meditation. Real meditation is getting absorbed in thoughts of God and forget oneself. When Lord Buddha attained salvation, on one of his disciples asked him what he had gained through meditation, and his answer was, I have not gained anything. Instead, I have lose many things like anger, hatred, jealousy, etc. If we can lose these qualities through meditation, then we would be really transformed person. Bhagwan, who has come to help us gain inner peace and live in love, has given very easy way of meditation, that is Jyoti meditation. Swami says that after meditation, if you are able to speak less, love more, and serve others more earnestly, then we are attaining success on the path of meditation. Recently, a special national workshop on Jyoti meditation was held at Navsari on 1st and 2nd June 2013. Apart from this, Swami has told us to attend sadhana camp and retreats. This helps us to move away from our routine life for 2 or 3 days and participate in sadhana. A sadhana camp or retreat is where various activities like prayer, meditation, seminars and talks are arranged. Many people aiming at the same goal gather under one roof. This gives an opportunity to share their views and experiences in their divine journey. When all together think on God in a group, God is bound to be present. We have kept, in Gujarat, we have kept such seminar in this year, January. When the program was about to come, one of our office bearer was approaching nearer to Swami's chair for his blessing. A person who was managing sound system, who has never seen Bhagwan, who has never heard about Bhagwan, he saw Bhagwan in flesh and blood, very much sitting in his chair and giving blessings to all. What else proof we require for Swami's omnipresence? The 9-point code of conduct enforces the need for every devotee to participate in seva activity. The spiritual practice which we do on a daily basis ensures that every act of seva is done with total sense of involvement and commitment. Similarly, each one of us must be proactively involved in Balvika's program. Firstly, all should be aware of Balvika's syllabus, and we must ensure that our children are part of Balvika's movement. How will your spiritual practice manifest itself in day-to-day life? If we are on the right spiritual path, we will see ourselves speaking softly to others, Slowly the element of love will start manifesting in whatever we do, because now we will be saying Swami in everyone. We will have a loving relationship with everyone. Of course, in order to monitor our progress on spiritual path, we need to keep a tight vigil on ourselves and maintaining spiritual diary, and also doing self-audit every night. The manifestation of our spiritual practice is also happens in the way we manage our monetary affair. The inner voice of God residing in our hearts will curb the urge for impulsive buying. We will not buy if there is no need. The practice of selling on desire will automatically get ingrained in all of us. We will start using our money for the benefit of the society. Thus, Bhagwan has shown us very simple path towards spirituality, and the actions we have to do on this journey are also very simple and easy. Whatever we do has to be done with full faith and devotion in our Lord. In most of samitis and bhajan centers, the 9-point code of conduct is put up on the wall. We all can see it day in and day out. How we put these points in practice in our day-to-day life is the real taste of Bhagwan, and we must all pass. In ancient time, thousands of years ago, people did serve tapas, fasting and what not to obtain grace of God. But the Kali Yuga avatar Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has shown us few simple steps to obtain the grace of Lord and lead happy, stress-free life in this age. These steps are like gears of a car. Remembering spiritual activities like the gears while driving the cars. While driving the car, initially we have to remember the gears, but with the practice, the gear will automatically will be changed. The awareness that he is with us all times, constantly guiding us and towards the right path. I sincerely thank all organizations, elders, for giving me opportunity to speak few words in this August gathering of Sai devotees on holy occasion of Guru Purnima. My head bow to Bhagwan for giving me the courage and strength to stand before all of you and talk about Bhagwan's message in my own humble manner. I would like to take this opportunity to call Sister Divya to talk on another wing of our organization, the education wing, which has been given high importance by our beloved Bhagwan. Jai Sai Ram.
यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं सद्गुरु साई माधवं. My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of my divine master Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and Sai Ram to all gathered here on the auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima. I stand before you as a humble representative of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas movement, a movement which is the manifestation of His infinite divine love to nurture the most beautiful creation of the world, our children. Swami always said, Balvikas is most important in my mission. It was Swami's vision to reach out and light the lamp of love in the hearts of our little angels, to let them learn to live not merely for their livelihood, but for the cause of humanity. Thus began the first ever Sri Satya Sai Balvikas class in the year 1969. Statistics available for the year 1975 shows 1,000 Sri Satya Sai Balvikas centers, 1,500 Balvikas gurus and 25,000 children. And now, according to the annual report, we have 16,681 Sri Satya Sai Balvikas centers, 19,737 Balvikas gurus and 3,30,961 Balvikas students, and the number is ever growing. There are more than 10 lakh Sri Satya Sai Balvikas alumni all over the world. Rural Balvikas is an integral part of Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. These classes transform our young children. The classes evolve them and they form the dedicated youth brigade of the organization. Armed with the power of love, these students are shining example of Swami's mission. Through these once a week, 1 hour 15 minute classes, Swami showers His love and grace on thousands of children and their families all across the world. Every Balvika student gets an opportunity to be blessed by their beloved Lord. Parents form an integral part of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas movement. And in today's changing scenario, parents need to be equipped with the right expertise to bring up their children. In the year 1999, first parenting workshop was held at Prashanthi Nilayam. And subsequently, two more workshops were conducted. And now at every district level, at every samiti level, these workshops are being organized by the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas Education Wing. Through these workshops, every parent gets an opportunity to experience the dynamic Sai parenting. This is a step to fulfill Swami's vision that every home must be a Sri Satya Sai Balvikas center. And every mother must be a Balvikas guru. You transform a child, you transform the nation. So training is a continuous process at Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. Master Trainers Training Program was blessed by Swami. It was held at Prashanthi Nilayam for resource persons to bring about uniformity and holistic awareness about the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas 9-year course. These training programs were conducted at the second stage in all the four zones of India and later at every state level. All are welcome to be a part of this great mission and benefit from these training programs. Our most beloved, most loving Bhagwan launched Balvikas website on the Holi Ugadi day in the year 2009. And our tech-savvy Balvikas student and alumni were forever grateful to their most beloved, to their best friend Bhagwan Baba. Since then, it has been updated every month for the benefit of students and Balvikas gurus. Topics vary from interesting PowerPoint presentations to videos, interesting facts in mathematics, quiz sessions, and so on. Who says Balvikas classes are only for children? With syllabus so meticulously planned by our Bhagwan, these classes are meant for each and every individual. Every topic, every class unfolds a new perspective. Each class is a personal sadhana for every guru. Join these classes to discover your true self. A standardized Sri Satya Sai Balvikas brochure is being provided by every state to highlight the objective of the 9-year course and this brochure provides a comprehensive information about the movement. Swami continues to guide us in his omnipresence. When the society at large is concerned about the deteriorating moral values, when the topmost priority of every educationist is the value-based education, Swami's Balvikas movement has proved to be the ray of hope for the future. Swami says, spiritual education is the urgent need of the hour to reform our children and turn them in the right direction. By Swami's grace, the Walk for Values will be organized by all the states of India as part of 50th Golden Jubilee celebrations. It will be held on 15th December 2013, a step towards a spiritual awakening of the society. Our Balvikas alumni, who blossom into beautiful flowers after completion of 9-year course, spread the fragrance of Swami's love. They touch upon lives of many with their values, and they come and share their love for Swami whenever the alumni meet is held at Prashanti Nilayam. It's an opportunity for them to be soaked in Swami's love, an opportunity to be blessed by their beloved Lord. And for the first time on 4th and 5th of January 2014, convocation will be held for the ex-students of Balvikas who have completed 9-year Balvikas course in past 2 years. Swami, in one of his discourses, said, modern youth is making every effort to know what is happening in the world, but they are not making any effort to understand the fundamental truth of human life. Swami says, the primary duty of every man is to know who he really is. Sri Satya Sai Balvikas is a journey taken together by the student, parent, and the teacher. It is a journey, it is a movement to experience our innate divinity. Hence, it is a mission to be supported, to be experienced by every wing of the organization. Let us all embark on this divine path, on our journey towards light, on our journey to know who we really are. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my most humble pranams at the rosy lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters of Sai family, Sai Ram to one and all, and greetings on this holy occasion of Guru Purnima. Bhagwan has said, Natapamsi natirthanam nasastra na japanahi samsara sagarodhare sajjanam sevanam vina. Neither by penance nor pilgrimage, scriptures or chanting, it is only through service that we can cross the ocean of samsara. Brothers and sisters, I am here to share with you some insights with regard to the service activities done by the Satya Sai Seva organizations. Service has been an integral part of the Satya Sai Seva organizations ever since our master started this way back in 1965 in Mumbai. Come 2015, in fact, we would be observing the Golden Jubilee celebrations of this blessed organization. There has been a flurry of activities, especially in the last couple of years, even when our Lord took to his cosmic form. But this very cosmic form, the very cosmic energy is flowing through us when we undertake service activities. Brothers and sisters, if 2,000 cataract and 1,000 piles operations were conducted in the state of Gujarat, if 17,000 patients were benefited with eye camps and 8,000 animals were treated in Himachal Pradesh by the veterinary doctors, if 1,269 patients were given free dialysis treatment in Kerala, if today 36 mobile medical vans are operating in the state of Maharashtra and Goa, if 700 houses were built in the flood-affected state of Odisha, if 1,800 families were benefited with water purification treatment in the Delhi NCR region, if 48 solar lamps and 35 science labs were installed in the adopted villages in Karnataka, if today 1,123 villages have been adopted on a pan-India basis and continue to receive service under the STESAI village integrated programs, if 45,000 poor Narayanas were served food on a single day in Bangalore during this year's Aradhana Mahotsavam program, if there was a spontaneous response in service to the victims of the Uttarakhand disaster where both relief and rehabilitation seva was done, it is only because of the eternal presence of Bhagwan and the inner motivation that our seva dals experienced when they were doing seva. Bhagwan has said, Devudu anaga veru deshamandu ledu, Devudu anaga tanudi dehamande. But these are mere statistics. In Satya Sai Seva organization, quantity is incidental, but quality is fundamental. Our master has thought that seva is considered as an opportunity for emancipation, for our own redemption. Seva is a prescription for redemption in the conscious evolution of man to God. For this, Bhagavan himself has given a sort of stamp of quality. He says, my Sai devotees, when they go out for service, should have these three qualities. Because he was worried about the type of service which is being done by the external agencies. He says, my Sai devotees, he categorically said in one of the speeches, what is it? Chandruni vanti chupu, tenu vanti paluku, venna vanti hridayamu. Chandrani vanti chupu looks as cool as the moon. Tenu vanti paluku, our speech as sweet as the honey or nectar. And venna vanti hridayamu, our heart as soft as the butter. This is perhaps a standard stamp, a standard set by Bhagavan. It is up to us now to calculate our own standard deviations, how much we are following it and how much we are deviating it. But this is the stamp of quality set by Bhagavan. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you today an incident which happened in Bangalore recently. There was an American multinational organization which came forward under their CSR program to render service in our hospitals. We did not approach them. It was they who came to us, and with the permission of our state presidency, Nagapaji, we had gone there and gave a presentation about the discipline which we need to follow in our organization and also about the unique salient features of our hospital, the kind of service which is being done in various departments. They were all startled. Immediately after the presentation, they came and visited our hospital. The next day, 115 of them enrolled for seva. And in a span of 7 days, 115 of them came and did seva. Not only this, the bliss, happiness and the contentment which they enjoyed is to be seen to be believed, my friends. Not only these 115 employees wants to do seva again, repeat the seva again, 100 more people have enrolled and they want to do seva possibly in the month of October. Not only this, as a spillover effect, there are very many companies, the employees wants to do seva in our hospitals. Now at a time when we were ourselves worried about possibly a reduction of people coming for seva, here is Bhagwan working in his cosmic form. Not only it is now a competition as to who has to do duty, we ourselves do not get an opportunity, but external employees are willing to do duty in our own super speciality hospitals. How is this happening? Who is motivating them? What is the inner motivating factor for them to do service in our hospital? The questions are many, brothers and sisters, but the answer is one. And the answer is as clear as the daylight. It is only due to the cosmic presence of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. They have not seen Swami. Most of them are non-devotees. They have not come here to Prashanthi Nilayam even once, to this blessed land of Prashanthi Nilayam. But yet they experienced joy and bliss when they did service. In Satya Sai Seva organization, service is an opportunity. That is what Swami has said. He says, Na sankalpamuto samastamo sadhinchagalanu. ఎట్టివారు ఒక్క ప్రమేయము అక్కర్లేదు కానీ నీ శక్తి నిమిత్తమై నీ ముక్తి నిమిత్తమై నీ భక్తి నిమిత్తమై సేవాభాగ్యము నీకు అందిస్తాను మీకు అందిస్తున్నాను సెట్ స్వామి హీ సేస్ హీ హెస్ గివెన్ అస్ ద సేవా ఆపర్చునిటీ సేవా భాగ్యం ఇట్స్ అ గ్లోరియస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ వై బికాస్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సర్వీస్ వీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఇవాల్వ్ అవర్ సెల్వ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ మ్యాన్ to God. This is the underlying principle we have been following in Satya Sai Seva organizations. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot more to do. In the coming months and years, we have a lot more to do. Let's all fill our blood, bone and marrow, nerves with Sai energy and do Seva at the given opportunity, because once we lose this opportunity, brothers and sisters, we will not get it back. Swami has been very categorical. He doesn't mince words when he says, you will not get it back once you allow it to slip out of your hands. I am tempted to echo Swami's words here. He says, Chikkina sai vokkaleka chakka cheskondi. Poyina chikkudu parthishwarani padasevanandi. Lendi, 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 ajnanam ninchi melukondi. Thank you and Jai Sai Ram.
Satya Sai Avatar had come with a heavy divine agenda, and there were many important things to do. In 1950, Swami moved out of the old tin shed into a new mandir. This was the abode of universal peace, and appropriately came to be known as Prashanthi Nilayam. From the modest building built in 1950, the mandir as we see it today grew in stages. Krishna must have his Vrindavan, must he not? Thus it is that Swami established a second ashram in Whitefield near Bangalore. Before launching his missions in full swing, there were a few important things that Bhagwan Baba did first. To start with, he institutionalized darshan, making it a regular affair. Facilities, but such was the power of divine attraction that people managed to come somehow or the other. Darshan gave the masses a kind of bliss they had never experienced before and started to draw more and more to him. When one goes to a temple, or for that matter to a holy man, to have darshan, one has to file past the idol or the saint, as the case may be. The same is not the case with Swami. He comes to where the devotees are and moves amongst them. Not merely to see the Lord at close quarters, but also to touch him and even speak a few words to him. Devotees of Baba learned that through darshan they could get comfort, inner peace, and a feeling of divine protection. Sacred word Om on a slate, initiating their child on the long journey towards God. devotees, no doubt, pray to Swami. But when they come for darshan, they can even manage to give him a letter. Every day, Baba receives hundreds of letters containing everything, from prayers for help to expressions of gratitude for the grace conferred. Swami also uses the occasion of darshan to bless a few with vibhuti or sacred ash that he materializes on the spot. Clearly, it is only the merit earned in many previous lives that makes one eligible to receive vibhuti in this manner. The experience of darshan complete, Swami started holding bhajan sessions, helping devotees to redeem themselves by singing the praise of the Lord in His very presence. Since those days, darshan as well as bhajan sessions in Baba's presence have become a regular feature, no matter where Baba is. Mrs. Karunamba of Mysore, who came to Baba in the 40s when she was a small girl, recalls that in those days, many people would prefer to sit under the shady trees outside the mandir, where it was much cooler than inside where the bhajans were sung. Baba would then personally go outside and almost compel the people sitting under the trees to go inside. Let us hear what Swami said to young Karunamba then. One day he said to me most gently, "My dear, you do not understand why I am compelling you to be inside. If I look at you just once during bhajans, all your past karma or sins would be burnt away. Who else can do that for you? If you sit here under the tree and I am there in the hall, how can I see you? Now do you understand why I am asking you all to be inside?" How amazingly compassionate is Swami. Daily darshan came in the form of the divine interview. Every day, Swami selected from the congregation a few devotees who were asked to assemble in his chamber. That is the blessing everyone prays for, but only a fortunate few receive. Inside the interview room, the very first thing that Swami does is to materialize vibhuti, which he then distributes to the ladies present. Follows then the nectar of divine intimacy at its very best. None can predict what will happen in the interview room. But of this one may be certain, The experience of the interview fills the devotees present with great bliss and becomes etched forever in their memories. This is an interview with a difference. Gathered here is a marriage party, and Baba himself is going to perform the marriage. To start with, Swami explains in detail the spiritual significance of marriage. And now Bhagavan Baba materializes the Mangal Sutra, or the sacred necklace that the groom would put around the bride's neck as a symbol of her marital status. The couple get ready with garlands, which they exchange as a part of the ceremony. Swami now fills the cup of bliss by posing for pictures with the newlyweds. It was through the interview that people from the far corners of the world could get an idea of what the love of God in human form really means. Few realize that darshan is not merely seeing Baba in physical form, or talking to him, or even being called for an interview. There are other divinely subtle aspects that almost everyone was totally unaware of, until Frank Baranowski of America called attention to them. Baranowski is a parapsychologist and scientist, affiliated to many colleges in Arizona State in USA, who specializes in studying auras. Every living being has an aura, apparently connected with the life force within it. The aura is often described as an external manifestation of bioenergy. A special technique called Kirlian photography has been used to photograph the aura of plants and other such living beings. Frank Baranowski not only studied human auras using various instruments, but also had the gift of being able to see them with his naked eye. He spent many years studying the aura of holy men in particular. And when he heard about Swami, he decided he must make a trip to India to study the aura of Baba. When Baranowski came to India, Swami was in Vrindavan, and so there he went. He had his first glimpse of Swami one Sunday morning when devotees had, after going round on Nagar Sankirtan, assembled before the old bungalow while Swami gave darshan from the balcony. Baranowski was totally unprepared for what he saw. This is what he has to say about his experience then and subsequently.
I came to India from America, a scientist, a researcher, studying the human aura. I've heard so much about Sathya Sai Baba from many of my intellectual colleagues, presidents of universities, physicians, psychiatrists, people who have come and touched in and have never been the same since. I have heard so much about what he is able to do.
his abilities to heal, his abilities to be able to contact people telepathically to help them. Now, I saw him on a Sunday morning, very early. He was on a balcony giving blessings to many of his devotees singing below. And the aura that projected from Swami was beyond belief. It was incredible to describe. Now, the white was 5 to 6 to 7 times the size of any normal man, which would show the energy. But beyond that pattern, the blue, that intense spiritual blue it was limitless. Beyond that were gold and silver bands, and the aura that projected from Swami was not that of any human individual that I've ever seen. In fact, it transcended far beyond the building, the boundaries of where he was standing. I watched Sai Baba for over a week as he walked among the people, the morning and the evening, and I watched this aura. Now, the aura, most of the time when he was with people, though the bands of blue were there, signifying the spirituality, the bands of pink were far beyond any human imagination. Pink to a researcher shows a limitless, selfless love. And I watched as he walked up to people and sometimes touched them. And the amazing thing is you could watch the negativity in their aura suddenly come to life with positive feelings as he touched them. And as he walked away, part of his aura, part of his energy had mingled with theirs. His energy seems to be, it's endless. He never seems to tire. I watched him as he walked to a little girl in a wheelchair and tickled her. I was astounded at the aura of love that was well around him. Now, it seems that the aura that emanates from Swami definitely shows his love for people. I've met, as I say, a lot of these holy men, but none of them have made themselves as available as he does for his people. I'm risking my reputation as I make this statement, but 2 days ago, I looked into the eyes of Sai Baba. And they have a glow inside them that I've not seen in anyone else's. It was clear to me beyond any shadow of a doubt that I have looked into the face of divinity. In my estimation, Sai Baba is exactly what he appears to be, what he wants you to be, and what he tells you to be. Love. And that's what he is. Just love.
Sai Ram, before we move on to the next module of this evening's program, we all should express our heartfelt gratitude to our beloved Lord, for it was exactly 50 years back, on the holy occasion of Guru Purnima at Prashanti Nilayam in the year 1963, that Bhagwan threw away in a trice the paralytic stroke that he had taken upon himself to rescue a devotee, and went on to reveal the triple boon that he had conferred on the humanity, the boon of the triune avatars, Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, and Prema Sai avatars. It was on this occasion that he declared that Satya Sai is the Paripurna Shiva Shakti avatar. Hence today is the golden jubilee of this historical declaration of our Lord. With gratitude and love in our heart, we'll now move on to the next module, where we'll be offering a Carnatic music concert being presented by Srimati S. Soumya and her fellow musicians. Srimati Soumya is an accomplished Carnatic music singer. She learnt music initially from her father, Dr. Srinivasan, and later from Dr. S. Ramanathan and Srimati T. Mukta. In the year 1998, Srimati Soumya co-founded Carnatic, an online institution dedicated to the classical music and dance instructions, archival, talent search, and other related activities to the Carnatic music. She has also co-authored the first comprehensive reference CD-ROM on Carnatic music, Nadanu Bhava. Srimati Soumya has several awards, honors and titles to her credit, both national and international. This evening, Srimati Soumya will be accompanied by Embar Sri Kannan on violin, Naiveli Sri Narayanan on Ridangam, and Sri Chandrasekhar Sharma on Katam. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. சகல கலாவாணியே சரணம் தாயே, சகல கலாவாணியே சரணம் தாயே, சங்கீத
தேசனாலும் புரிய திவ்யவரமருள்வா.
சரணம் தாயே.
Amen. దాయిని సాయి నారాయణి శాంతి దాయిని సాయి నారాయణి శాంతి దాయిని సాయి నారాయణి శరణాగత పరిపాలిని జనని శాంతి దాయిని సాయి నారాయణి శరణాగత పరిపాలిని జనని శాంతి దాయిని సాయి నారాయణి శరణాగత పరిపాలిని జనని శాంతి దాయిని సాయి నారాయణి.
கண்ணனை Thank you. Gama ಸಕಲ ವೇದಗಳಿಗೆ ಸಾರವಿ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಕ್ಷಣವೇ ಸುಖವು ಸಾಕು ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ವ ಮುನಿಯ ಮನೆ ದೈವ ಉಡುಪಿಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುದು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಈ ಕ್ಷಣವೇ ಸುಖವು ಸಾಕು ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ವ ಮುನಿಯ ಮನೆ ದೈವ ಉಡುಪಿಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುದು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಈ ಕ್ಷಣವೇ ಸುಖವು ಸಾಕು ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ವ ಮುನಿಯ ಮನೆ ದೈವ ಉಡುಪಿಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಂಕ್ತಿ ಝಟಜ ಪಕ್ಷ ಕಂಬು ಕಂದರದ ಚಲುವ ಚರಣ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಝಂಕೆ ಜಾನೂರು ಕಟಿ ಬಳಿ ಪಂಕ್ತಿ ಝಟಜ ಪಕ್ಷ ಕಂಬು ಕಂದರದ ಲಲಿತೋಳು ಮುಂದು ಮುಖ ನಯನ ನಾಸಿಕ ಕರ್ಣ ಲಲಿತೋಳು ನಯನ ನಾಸಿಕ ಕರ್ಣ ಸುವನ ಮುದು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಈ ಕ್ಷಣವೇ ಸುಖವು ಸಾಕು ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ವ ಮುನಿಯ ಮನೆ ದೈವ ಉಡುಪಿಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುದು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಕಲ ದೇವೋತ್ತಮನ ಸರ್ವಗುಣ ಪೂರ್ಣನ ಅಕಳಂಕ ಅಖಿಲಾಗಮ ಸ್ತುತನ ಪ್ರಾಕೃತನ ಸಕಲ ದೇವೋತ್ತಮನ ಸರ್ವಗುಣ ಪೂರ್ಣನ ಕಳಂಕ ಅಖಿಲಾಗಮ ಸುತನ ಪ್ರಾಕೃತನ ಅಖಿಲ ಜೀವೋತ್ತಮನ ಚನ್ಯಾಯ ವದನನ ಅಖಿಲ ಜೀವೋತ್ತಮನ ಚನ್ಯಾಯ ವದನನ ಅಖಿಲ ಮನೆ ದೈವ ಉಡುಪಿಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಉಡುಪಿಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುದು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚರಣಡೆಂದೇಶ ಮುತ್ತು ಮಾರಿ ತೆಡಿಯುವ ಚರಣಡೆಂದೇಶ ಮುತ್ತು
கவலையிலே இணங்கினை பார்வாவி எப்பொழுதும் கவலையிலே இணங்கினை பார்வாவி ஒப்பியுர தேவல் சிவே உனதருளால் வாழ்வேன் ஒப்பியுர தேவல் சிவே உனதருளால் வாழ்வேன் சக்தி என்று நேரமெல்லாம் தமிழ் கவிதை பாடி சக்தி என்று நேரமெல்லாம் தமிழ் கவிதை சக்தி என்றே அருமறைகள் கூடும் யாதாரும் தொழில் புரிவோம் யாவும் அவள் தொழிலாம் ஆதாரம் சக்தி என்றே அருமறைகள் கூடும் யாதாரும் தொழில் புரிவோம் யாவும் அவள் தொழிலாம் துன்பமே இயற்க எனும் சொல்லை மறந்திடுவோம் துன்பமே இயற்க எனும் சொல்லை மறந்திடுவோம் இன்பமே கெடுவதில்லை நான்கு மறை தீர்ப்பு நம்பினா கெடுவதில்லை நான்கு மறை தீர்ப்பு அம்பிகையை சரண் புகுந்தால் அதிக வரம் பெறலாம் அம்பிகையை சரண் புகுந்தால் அதிக வரம் பெறலாம் நம்பினா கெடுவதில்லை நான்கு மறை தீர்ப்பு Hey.
वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो
वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे
वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो सत्य नाम सत्य नाम सत्य नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम सत्य नाम सत्य नाम जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए तेरे नाम जी बोलो जपिए तेरे नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम सत्य नाम सत्य नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम सत्य नाम सत्य नाम जी बोलो राम 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 जी बोलो कृष्ण 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 जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम जी बोलो वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो सत्य नाम सत्य नाम जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए तेरे नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम सत्य नाम जी बोलो राम 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 जी बोलो राम 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 जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए राम नाम जी बोलो कृष्ण 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 जी बोलो नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम जी बोलो गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय Amen.
స్వామి మరి भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।